All right, we're up to Sif Yutes and Reis Tzadik Daled. My plan was to finish in time for the Yamim Tovim, but we're close. Of course, in Hilchos Arla, there's no way he's going to say anything about Sukkos, right? But take a quick look at Sif Chof Daled. Let me tell you. Sif Chof Daled is about where we'll end today. Sif Chof Daled? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu always seems to send something. Okay. So I'll explain it. I hope to get there, okay? That'll be the last thing. Good question. Well, the Chiddush has to do with the previous set. That's it. All right, we're up to your test about transporting trees. We mentioned a number of times, most recently we had it in the Shulchan Aruch. There are five ways to get a tree going. One of them was planting a seed, planting a branch. The third was taking a tree which is planted, uprooting it with some earth, and then planting it anew in a new field. So we're going to learn now these dinim. We'll learn the dinim. It's a mishnah in the beginning of Arla, the third mishnah in the Masechta, and it says the following, and we'll see what needs to be explained. Ilan sha'okroi ruach ayshatfei nar v'ilicha l'mokam acher. Now it's lav dafka. It means the tree was uprooted and it was transported somewhere else. And was moved together with the earth around the shrashim. And in the new place, it was replanted. Now the question is, do you start the new 3 years of Arla, or is it a hemshech of the first planting? Either way. The Paiskim Dar not Mechalik. We have to estimate. If it could have survived as a tree with the original earth, without any new offer, then it's a continuation of the original planting of Patame Arla, and there's no new counting of Arla. Imlav, if it couldn't survive, chayiv, then it's a new planting. So this is why it says the Mishnah. If it could have survived, now we don't know anything about agriculture, so what do we know? But it says if it could survive, it can't survive. So that's what it depends on. Now, the first question is survive how long? How long does it have to be able to survive? So the Piskei Tshuva here brings two opinions, then we'll get to what the Paiskim say. Piskei Tshuva Yud Gimel. Ayim Tshuva's Perech Mata Aaron. The earth with which it's uprooted has to be able to sustain it for 3 additional years. For 3 years in that matziv. Just like the amount of the years of Arla. The logic isn't so clear. Why do you need 3 years? So, not sure, but that's what he says. That's opinion number one.
You're not benefiting.
All right.
It'll be the time you plant it now.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay. V'ayin... B'seifa levushe srod, kufhe, shekosha shadishal miyish echad, shenotalai pardis, imutalahevi mimokam acher, ilan zakein, imgush offish divisav, is he allowed to bring things that were planted elsewhere, baifin shiocha lichyais, mehagush, in a way that it could survive on that earth, lunaitai bepardish alike de lepaitre mi arla, vahirali iser, listen to this, levushe srod says, de mishim shulchanarach layamra ala dievet, it doesn't say here you can do it l'chatchila. It says if it was uprooted, this is the din. But gabalav hachi l'didon yesh lesser l'chatchila k'ein itanu yedeya ad meh. We don't know how to estimate this. Ubefrayal if you're mishkos and paramata aaron b'yish yachiyos yachla lichiyos gimel shanim v'ada iyev shalat olam en alabir. How in the world are you going to figure out if it lasts 3 years with earth, with that amount of earth? I'll explain to you why it's hard in a minute. Makal makayim. If it was already done, we're not meichel. You have to get an expert in the nature of trees. I'm going to explain this. He says, how do you test it? So the Beis Yosef says, lachbar gum alahasim ilan b'saychay. Now you read those words, it makes no sense. You have to dig a hole and put this earth into that hole. How is that going to test it? If you can dig a hole in the earth and you're going to plant it in, how do you know if it's growing from the old earth or from the new earth?
If you're not putting the
Oh, so that's also a problem, just lying on the ground in the bush. Okay, so I'll explain this. Ramesh has a tshuva to explain it, but we'll get to that. I still want to deal... That's the kasha. The new earth is there, so what kind of test is that? So I'll explain it in a minute. I just want to get to this second sheet. So far they said you have to live 3 years. Beretz Yisrael, being a shiach leis gimel shanim, and Eretz Yisrael, where there are all kinds of sveikas ala chumra, you need 3 years. Aber b'chutz laretz, dayim yachalach yais k'tsas yamim. One extreme to another. For k'tsas yamim, for a certain amount of days.
Then it's
enough that it's part. So I'll explain. Because of I, the masha kazim betul v'shulchan aruch, ayim dem oisem yachalach yais, the masha tzarch, ayim el adas me b'kiyim lizbar, im hoya by ofa k'day lach yais, that you have to get experts. Kosovo came to Shul Eretz Yisrael, the Sveikei Yasser. Abu Chutzlar, the Sveikei Mutter. A Philip of Suffolk, Shiaisa Naita Le'Isser. It's Halacha Mishum Sinai. Even a Suffolk, which is more Naita Le'Isser, is Mutter. The Ischazik Yisura, Kaimelon, the Mutter, Bechutzlar, is Kamai, Shabiyarti La'elm, a Kosh came to Suffolk Zed, so Suffolk Hashakel. A Philip of Suffolk, Shuchsar Nidia, Kaimelon, Ba'am, Layav, a Suffolk, near the Mutter, Bechutzlar, Herak Harbi, Bezen. So the Shiva Siyain is very makel. And he says that even if just a suffix it could survive on that earth, that's good enough. So let me be masbir the way Rav Moshe, Nikras Moshe, apparently Rav Moshe had some exposure to trees, and it's in the Yeridei Aleph, Seif Simen Kuf Pei Hei, and Chazainish as well, they're very similar in the way they look at this in Hilchas Arla. They basically say the following thing. They say that if you're going to take earth, a small amount of earth, the way they transport the trees, that earth is going to dry up. If it's exposed to the air, it's going to dry up very quickly. And without any moisture, there's no way that a tree could survive at all. So we need to know, if the moisture doesn't disappear, would that clump of earth be enough to make it grow? That's what the Beis Yosef means, what the Brisa means when it says you put it into the earth and you see if it could survive. Now still, so you have to put it into the earth, otherwise it's going to dry up. Still, how could you tell? So the Chazon Ish says you look after 14 days. We had earlier that we assume it takes 14 days for a planted seed to have ashrasha, to get roots. That's a little of a stretch to go from a seed which has to decay and the germ of the seed has to shoot out roots, to take some which already has roots and you put it in the ground. But Afal Pi Kein, the Chazon Ish says, you look after 14 days, if you see that the tree is as fresh as a tree that's not been uprooted for 14 days, you see that it has a continued lachus in the tree, that's enough that a person could be megal. And that's a very big kula. And that's good. That's good enough. Rav Chaim Kinievsky in Derech Hamuna in Hilchas Arla quotes the Chazon Ish. He says, "Royin im hashrosha chayzer v'nechas." You look if the roots are growing in the ground, then that's a sign that the original earth was adequate within 14 days, and that's good enough. Rav Moshe, although he doesn't say the number of 14 days. Ramesha says, Mi'ikar Adin, he agrees with the Shita 3 years. And then the same thing Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Micha Shlomai against Simen Ayin Aleph, all the Dinei Arla, and Oizvav, he also agrees with the number 3 years. But Ramesha says that Chutz La'aretz, he could be Mekel with an Oymid of Kama Yamin. He doesn't know how you do an Oymid of 3 years, since you can't leave it in the earth, it'll dry up. You have to put it back into ground. How do you estimate if it could live 3 years? He says in Chutz La'aretz with Sveikei Samoter, you can be mekel with many days, with Kama Yamim. But the Shiva Tzion said Kama Yamim, the Sri Deyesh, passed him like that, in Chelik Beis, Tshuva Pei Aleph. And Rosh Shlomo Klug and Tuv Tavadas, Simin Reish Nun, the first volume of Simin Reish Nun, they hold Kama Yamim. So Lamaisa,
what did you say about Eretz Yisrael?
In Eretz Yisrael,
so how did you
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Moshe didn't worry about Eretz Yisrael. I once asked me, in the days I used to go to the house, someone asked me what to do about using electricity in Eretz Yisrael. So I asked, I only asked Moshe simple questions for people, because otherwise I'm afraid I wouldn't understand the answer. Simple enough. So I asked Moshe, are you allowed to use electricity in Eretz Yisrael? So he said, go ask the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. So, you know, with the, I don't know if he answered everyone that way, but... So he doesn't write about all Eretz Yisrael. He says that he agrees with the 3-year number, but then he writes that in Chutz La'aretz we could be Sanbach.
There's 3 years now, in Kibbutz go before? There's 3 years in total?
Three new years.
Well, that's what the question
is. I don't know. Mandy understood it. I'll explain it to you. I don't understand why she 3 more years. What? Only for what in Eretz Yisrael?
3 years he can't be in Kibbutz last week.
No, but if it could live 3 years, then it's a hemshech of the old growing, and then you could use it the first year. You need a ayman adas if it could last. I imagine if it could last 1 year, it could last 3 years. If it lasts 3 years, it lasts 5. That's what I imagine. I know nothing about trees. And so I don't have to ask Bloomberg. He planted 1 million trees in New York, right? So. All the trees today, I shouldn't say all, but generally the trees today are all nursery trees. They're all planted, and you can see them sometimes on the trucks. They transport them packed in, wrapped in tarp around the earth and the roots. And Lamaisa, it would seem that this is very Negeala Halacha to know. So I want to tell you. She said not to lechatzchil. I don't know that anybody holds that way. I'm not sure.
Because
okay. So I want to explain, but before that, just one more nekuda. Ramesha writes, and again, you have to know botany. I don't know anything about Ramesha writes that it has to be able to live 3 years. Even if in those 3 years it wouldn't give good peiris, because it's trach, it doesn't have a lot of nutrients from that little bit of earth. But if the tree could live, even without peiris, that's considered a hemshech of the first growth, and everything is good. Okay, this is where Ramesha writes in Digris Moshe. Now, Mechan Kanievsky comes along, and he throws, come out, he has one ha'ara, which come out, throws this whole thing out of the halacha l'maisa dika world for us. It's Pashit, that if you take a tree and you plant it in a flower pot where it doesn't have Dina Yarla, and then you take it from the flower pot and you plant it in the earth, so then it's a new growth. It's going to be mentioned at the end of the Simin in Sifcha Vav. And they tell Bavayis Agak Shemulu off of another Bavayis and they tell Sfina Ba'atzis Shemulu Chayiv. That doesn't say transplanting it. No, that's chayiv in the.
What's the
time frame? Yeah. I'll tell you in a second.
One second.
And they tell in chavav hadnei bebayis v'al gag shemila yafar v'nata bay tell besfina ibaatzitz chayiv. It doesn't say about transplanting it here. I thought it said. I didn't find what I was looking for. Anyway, Reb Chaim brings. And we'll have to look again where this mucker is. If you take it from a flower pot and put it into the earth, then it's chayiv in arla. See, his ha'ara is... It's chayiv in arla, a flower pot, but the transport. So Reb Chaim's ha'ara is that if they transport the tree on a flatbed truck or in a pickup truck, while it's in the pickup truck, it should be like in a flower pot. It has no yinika from the ground. And once it's in the flower pot and it's being transported, it should now be a new planting no matter what. It should need a new 3 years all the time. This is Reb Chaim in Hilchas Arla. It's Perek Yud of Dinei Arla, Sivkat and Samachay. So he has this ha'ara that anytime you transport it on something that has no yinika to the ground, that should be like a new netiyah afterwards, and this all these dinim shouldn't apply. Now he writes it to mesupit. He says it a horror on everybody. Nobody talks about it, so it's hard to know. I mean, the Ramesha doesn't mention sachara. Nobody mentions it. If I'm not mentioning, it's hard to know what to do halacha lemaisa. But it's an interesting horror. Maybe it's different. You put it somewhere else to take it off from there. Maybe it's different. I don't know.
It's a
short term thing. Maybe short term is different. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, this is his aura on this halachis. Okay, I don't know. Is it lamaisa? It is lamaisa. It's not so lamaisa we don't have fruit trees, but it's lamaisa for those who have fruit trees. And the way they plant them today, and they do plant and replant them. So Chaim Sar is a har. I don't know. Lamaisa, he writes it to Mistapik. He writes there's a har on the Minig Ilam to go bust these dinim, that since today they transport it in a truck, that these whole dinim should be Nafal Bibira. So if it comes lamaisa, I don't know, we have to be
Mavarit.
Hold it out the window. Left part of it hang over the window. I don't know if it's a paved ground, if it would work. But, okay. So, I don't know. Yep. I have no idea if they kept our lady. They didn't have no idea.
Were those vines going to take
a picture of Israel? That's a very nice ha'ara. The question is, Zur Chaim, what happens if you take a tree from Chutz La'aretz and replanted in Eretz Yisrael, or Eretz Yisrael replanted in a Chutz La'aretz. And let's say it's an life where it could have lived. If it can live in the earth, then it's new. Let's say it could have lived. Do we say a hamshacha from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? Not only that, when you have a suffix, if it's a continuation of the growth, the suffix of Chutz La'aretz is l'kula, and Eretz Yisrael is l'chumra.
Well,
has it worked?
So Arla here is only
so Reb Chaim, remember I told you we started, Reb Chaim Briska has a chakira. If Dinei Arla in Eretz Yisrael, and Dinei, which is a pasuk, and Dinei Arla, which is a Chutz La'aretz, which is Alfa Shem Sinai, are they the same mitzvah, the same Isra mitzvah? Just one place is a Makarin pasuk, one place is a Makarin Shem Sinai. Well, no, two separate mitzvahs. They happen to have the same name. Arla in Eretz Yisrael is a pasuk; it's one thing. In Arla Chutz La'aretz is Alfa Shem Sinai; it's a separate din. So Reb Chaim is toiling in this. If you uproot it from Eretz Yisrael and plant it in Chutz La'aretz, or vice versa, is it a hemshuch? If it's the same din, it could be a hemshuch. What's the difference? It's fake, so we have different rules. But if it's the same din, then it's a hemshuch. If it's a totally new mitzvah, so then it's not a hemshuch. So he's titled in that. The logic would dictate that it's a hemshuch, but miyodeya, you know, that's it's Reb Chaim's clear. He was titled in the shayla of Yavnet to Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. He was titled in this nidain. I don't know. I was going to say I don't know if it ever happened, but David Scott tells me that Montefiore brought grapevines from France to Eretz Yisrael. All right, Milan Bikdusha from France to Eretz Yisrael. You can't get two extremes more than that, right? Oh no! The question is, so Chutzlars will have Dine Deraisa. I'm not sure. I wanted the cooler in counting the years. But I didn't mean bring the gush, the kark of Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. In the beginning of Gittin, when we talk about the map of Eretz Yisrael, there's a Rabbi Yehuda somewhere who holds that the water, the Mediterranean Sea, off the coast, is Eretz Yisrael up to a certain point. Yeah, so it talks there about a ship, talks about a boat that goes through. So there's a Mishnah Melech that declares that the earth of Eretz Yisrael lies Eretz Yisrael to the earth, even if you take some and put it somewhere else. Or not. Didn't Eretz Yisrael take earth when you take it elsewhere? So yeah, there's a big tumult in Eretz Yisrael because for Shemitah, they have to be yaitz. So all the chumris, they have these big dumpsters or a thing where they take earth. They don't want it to grow from the Eretz Yisrael take earth. You imagine a big garbage dumpster. They actually use they use tarps, they use other things, but they take earth, not connected to the earth of the karka, and they plant vegetables there. And they consider Chutz La'aretz, they call it Mapa Menutak, Mafatz Menutak, a separated mat, which is separate. So they did it. And then there was all tumult, but the earth, they took bulldozers, took Eretz Yisrael Dika earth, put it on these mats. So there was a horror that's right, Eretz Yisrael Dika earth. So in Eretz Yisrael, they had the Kalashitas. They imported earth from Jordan. From a part of Jordan they held as Eretz Yisrael, and they imported it, and they used that earth for their Shemitah Dika planting. So when you buy vegetables there, you buy lettuce, some of them are stamped Mapas Menutak, and some are stamped Karka Akum or whatever, depending on Machlekes Bnei Brak and Yerushalayim, if it's not. Okay, at any rate, this is the rule, Sifchaf. Ilan Shenekar V'Nishar Mishrasha Mechubar Afilo Ba'eve Machat. Interesting. The tree is uprooted. After a storm, you see it knocks down a tree. But there's some roots still connected to the earth. Afilo Ba'eve Machat, even if the root is the thickness of a needle, well, what type of needle? Shemlesim Be'abegin La'achar Ariga. Now you know. The type of needle that they use to tighten the baguette after the weaving, which is thicker. It's made to push the chassis and Erev together. That's part of you have a one root, imagine. Then that's enough to be mamshech the anik.
Does it have to live for 3 years?
If I say some here, whatever you need, it could do it with this. That's what it seems. The Ha'ara here, for those who learn Gittin, when we learn Gittin, even on Shabbos, we say that a otzitz nakuv doesn't even have to be touching the ground. Through the air, it gets minerals from the ground. Right? Otzitz nakuv that's even suspended in the air gets minerals. But vaistais, there, it might get minerals from the ground, but it can't live just from that. But if you have a root which is connected, so then, apparently, we're assuming that it can. Is this true in Eretz Yisrael? Along the Chutzaretz with Sveikus HaMutter? So I'm not sure, but, okay. Kaki bounds. Right. That's what it sounds like. Either the root is sufficient, or that root itself will branch out and... It's adequate to be a hemshech of the 3 years. If you see such a tree which only has a connection of Avim Achat, that's the Arla years continue. There's no new cheshbon of Arla years. That's what it's telling you. Telling you, you don't have to ask an expert. It's Kabbalah B'yadeinu that it's enough. That's what that's. The nature of roots is that they branch out kafiat sairos, and if there's only one root, it'll just branch out more under the ground.
The tree came out totally.
Well, then it depends on if you test.
So that's what
Chaim's
basically saying. If it's not attached to the ground,
it's... Not
Durkheim.
So
even if there's a hole in the trunk, and
oh, okay. Because here it's
even right on top of the ground. It's not in the ground, so how could you ever do it? Even forget the trunk. Once you take it out of the ground...
No, it can be out of ground, then we don't have biyadua, then we have to get an estimate. This way it's biyadua. If it's detached, and you have to get an estimate of an expert. Okay, agricultural things we could do quickly. Sivcha fahalif, ignorance is bliss. Yalda, oh, this is Negev Tilchis Brachis.
This is the name of this machat.
What's the name? It's in Hilchis, by Dine Ariga on Shabbos, there is... that's not what I'm remembering. In Dine Ariga, it's interesting, when I was dating my wife, it was the summer, I was teaching Perek Ha'ereg in camp. I'd made a little model weaving loom for my class. So I went on a date, she was in a bungalow colony in Monroe, I was in camp. So I decided I'll go to Museum Village. Museum Village, they have a weaving loom. So I'll knock off two birds with one stone. I never thought of going to Museum Village. So we went to Museum Village. And they have, I don't know if you were ever there, it's a street with old-fashioned places. And my luck, at the weaving loom, they had like one day a week, they have a lady there actually weaving, and you see it. So I asked her, what's this, what's that? I had her explain the whole thing to me. And my wife told me, she said, after the day, she was so nice, I pretended to be interested in these types of things. And, yeah. They call it a comb, but they use there. It's machat. They have what they call a comb. The way it works on a weaving loom is you have a shuttle that they pass. They have they set up beforehand the chassis strings, the one in one direction, and the oriv you have to put the string through. Right, it separates every other thread up and down. That's what the loom does.
And when it goes up, you pass it through. When it goes down, you pass it through. That thing that passes it through is called
a shuttle.
It's named after the airplane shuttles that go back and forth. It's called a shuttle. It goes back and forth the whole time. Now, when you go back and forth, it has to be tight. They call it a comb, because by them it is a comb. It looks like a rectangular box with, and they pull it back when you push the shuttle through. I do it every time, every second time.
They push
the threads to tighten them. They used to have a stick, which what they used to tighten them. So that's what they used. Okay, Sif Chaf Aleph. Yalda. Yalda here refers to a baby tree. Right. Shena Gavaya Tefach. It's not one Tefach high. Chayeves Ba'orlo L'Oilam. It's forever Chayev and Arlo, no matter how many years. Shomar Zayin. Means it's really a tree. It's really after 3 years a full-grown tree. But Marisai, Shanira, Kilu, Hibashanasa, it looks like a baby. It always looks like it's a new tree. So you always have to be chayiv in Allah. B'medvar mom b'netia achas. B'medvar mom b'netia achas. Yafilu shtayim, kedeket shtayim, v'achad yetzizana. If you have one or two, or even like three and two, the Gemara considers an orchard. Avlam kola kerem kach, shori this lekola. If the entire kerem is made this way, then it's mutter because it has a coil that this is the normal type of thing that grows. Now, I'm not sure. There are certain berries. When we were boys, we used to collect blackberries or raspberries, and there was a tumult about what the rules of Arla are. It's interesting that there's a machlaikis between the Chayyadam and the Mishnah Berurah regarding this din as regards Dine Bayer Priya, it's a Bayer Priya Adama. The question is, if berries that grow on very low bushes are Bayer Priya Eitz, is that called a tree? Or is that called Bayer Priya Adama, it grows on the ground? So, in the Nishmas Adam, in Klal Nun Aleph, Zayin, he says he originally understood that it's not a tree. If it's growing, it's growing on the Adama. It's a tefach onto the ground. That can be called Bar Priha Eitz, Priha Adama, across on the ground. He says, until he got to El Chasarla. He writes like that. But Chilai held, that's not a tree. Nishmas Adam. He says, until I learned these dinim of Arla. Here it says that it's a tree, it has dinay Arla. It's Cheshish and Marasayan. But in the Ikarat din, it's definitely a tree. And since it's a tree, so therefore it's a Bar Priha Eitz. The Mishnah Brura says, this is Reish Gimel, Sifkat and Gimel. He says, Peres shegadilin alilonois ktanois, peres that grow on low trees, ab shegavoyin pochus me gimel tvachim, even though they're high up till gimel tvachim, ab shegavoyin pochus me gimel tvachim, kama yagdish shchayrim, they're blackberries. I don't know, Yagdish or Chayrin? Yagdish? Blueberries, yes, Yagdish Chayrim, this is probably blackberries. Anyway, that's how Magin Avraham came back right in the Lachan by Priya Eitz. The Shita, the Magin Avraham and others is her Eitz. Acha, Ilum Noig in the Var Per Priya Adama, Ev Shotamam Deloi Chashivi Kol Kach Pri. Maybe the reason is, because it's not such a chash of a pri, so if I say it's an Elon, so you see, the Chayyadam says, originally I thought it's not a tree. From Dini Arla, I see it is a tree. Mishnah Berurah is saying, you're talking it's a tree, but it's not, it has no cheshivas. So I don't know why it's no cheshivas, that's what he says.
What is the
cheshivas
talking about? A big tree?
Like cheshivi kokach pri. That's a fruit? Doesn't look like a fruit. So I don't know. In the Grismaisha, he passes like this. He writes, he didn't see it in America, but he saw it in Russia, the low bushes that have these things. Yeah. I remember when we were in Swan Lake in the bungalow colonies, we used to collect blackberries and raspberries and sell them by the cup. You know, we used to charge a nickel for a cup, and the bugs were free. And, this morning, I came back from Eretz Yisrael, so we came to the customs. They said, you have any fruits? I might have had an apple. You got to go there. You know, like, we go there, you got to take away the apple. So I was thinking, when the Rabbanim say there are bugs in fruits, everyone's skeptical. Mm-hmm. When the Border Patrol says the apples have bugs, everyone, you know, they accept it, you know. Apples have bugs? I don't know. That's why I take away the apple, the chashish that there's a bug in it. So, okay. So I took away the apple. So anyway, so the psak is, that's by Pri Adama. The commercial, I assure you, grow higher than that. Any berries that grow in low bushes that are less than 9-10 inches or maybe 11 inches which off the ground. In Swar Lake, in Cromwell Bungalow Colony, there were blackberries and occasionally raspberries that grew in very low bushes.
So Adama.
And those would be Adama. I don't say the ones... Raspberries... No, strawberries go high. Raspberries, generally, you can't eat. All the raspberries have creatures in them. I don't know about the other ones, but the raspberries are all problematic. None of their sham is red. My understanding is that commercial blueberries are fine. The farmers market blueberries are problem. The commercial... by PA, it's blueberries grow on trees. You never saw blueberry trees. They grow on trees like olive trees. They're not so high. But
blueberries are bushes.
Blueberries are trees. Blueberries are trees. Europe, blueberries. Okay, anyway. So that is Sifchav Aleph. Sifchav Beis. We're moving. I don't know. I never saw worms and blueberries. I only know that my parents, Leah Mashalom, were in the Bungalow County of Fleischmann's, the KAJ Hechsher. And they hung up a sign there that they're not serving blueberries. KAJ doesn't allow blueberries. So when they called me, asked me about it. So I called the people we have that are involved. And last I heard, I didn't check this year, but the last I heard, the commercial blueberries, they are generally considered to be good, and because those are sprayed. So I don't know if you better have spray, but anyway, they all sprayed. And the farmers market ones, they don't allow. What KJ allows, I can't say. You had worms. Okay, so tell them where it is.
Commercial ones don't have to be rinsed.
They have to be washed. The top is wash it and look in the top of the water if there's bugs floating on there.
And strawberries don't allow.
So raspberry jam is... First of all, I told you once, most raspberry jam is apple jam with flavoring. But Smucker's has real fruit. So the ones that are made, if they're pureed, they're good. The yogurts, all the kosher yogurts, are made with jam. Now, people have complained that you can taste pieces. So we asked Rebelsky in Yeshiva. He said that the science of it is that raspberry jam, when you combine it with yogurt... I don't know what the chemical thing is, but it causes clumps. The yogurt causes the jam to clump, and it tastes like a piece. But it's that's
but actual raspberry jam will have no use with the pieces.
What Rebelsky said then was the OU doesn't allow pieces of raspberries. It feels like pieces because of the reaction. I can't speak. I can only repeat what I heard. I can't speak for what they're doing. It could be something. I have no idea. When I heard, raspberries are a problem everywhere. Chav Beis. Brecha. Now, we have the chaz of Brecha. Remember, there's Harkova and Havracha. Remember, I told you how to remember which is which? One is grafting a tree, and one is bending down the top of the tree and replanting it. So grafting is called Harkova, like piggyback riding, Reichev. So when you graft a tree, that's called Harkova. When you bend the top of a tree into the ground, that's called Havracha. Brecha here means one of these trees that are folded over and planted, shenipsika, that was cut from its root. So we said orla starts when you cut it from its root, as long as it's still yainik from its original. There's no orla, but if it's nipsika of Himalaya Paris, if it got detached full of Paris, or ilan zaken shenekra, or an old tree that was pulled out of the ground by Paris, and now it starts orla all over again, what do you do with the Paris that are there? You took a branch full of fruit and you grafted it onto a baby tree. So that peri which grew early is not arla. Im nitaisif bepri, achem bepri arishin shuheter, kuf kuf chalakim, alatesefes, osir. If it grows another 0.5%, 1/200, it's osir, im lav mutter. From the rishinim it sounds it means growing in kamus, in size. Aval, im hirkiv onof mole peris, but if you did harkava mole peris shal arla b'tech ilan zaken, did it the other way around, you took arla peris onto a ilan zaken, a peris shal onof asum la ilam afilu god laharbe, it is growing could take something mutter and make it aser. If it's mutter and it grows a 1/200th more, it becomes aser. Once it's iser, growing a 1/200th of heter, that's not going to do anything for it because that doesn't change anything at all.
Okay,
because
it becomes aser as it grows.
Because there's iser already that what grows new is not matir the old. If the old is mutter, what grows new can aser. But otherwise, like any taruvus of iser in heter. I assume it's a printer's thing, kuf kuf. I assume the printer put in kuf kuf. Maybe it was short on rashes, I don't know. Could have just used here for the kuf, I don't know. Lailam. No, the fruit is also lailam. The branch is 3 years. The fruit itself is also. Chav gimel. Okay, here we come to a new topic. Hanoteya ilan meichel. If you plant. Someone asked what the chiddush by lulav and esrog is, so you learn this if you'll see. It does matter why, what your motivation is, your kavan is in planting the tree. You're planting a fruit tree, but you don't want the fruit. You're planting it as a boundary marker at the end of your field. Or you want to have wood for your tree. A labinion, we want to have wood for a binyan. Mutter, there's no din of orla if it's not a peri elon. If it's not an elon pri, if it's not an eitz pri, if it's not made for the peris, even though it's a min, that's an eitz pri. Vuhu, she'e nikr, she'e l'tzarech achila. It's a marasayin issue. It has to be nikr, it's not l'tzarech achila, for example. Kagayin, imulis reifa, if you want firewood. Shenatam ritzufin, ve'ni marachik bin elon le'elon, karoi. If you want fruit, each tree has to have a lot of nutrients. If you just want the wood, apparently it's not as important. So if it's planted close together, or imhu lebinyan shemeshapeh ha'anovim k'deshis avu, I don't know exactly what you do here. You do some process to thicken the vines that you want. The trunk. Vim le, you shave off the branches, so the trunk should get all the anika. Im legeder. Or if you plant it as a boundary marker, it's on your boundary. Afilu, listen to this. If one side of this tree, let's say on one side it's for one purpose. On the other side you're going to eat it, it's your boundary. So what's on your side, you pick. What's on the other side? The other guy, you don't go in this field. Hashar potter. That's the halacha of Arla, is it has to be that the fruit grew with a kavana to be used for eating. If afterwards you decided you want to eat it, chayiv ba'arla. Now here it gets complicated. You planted it as a boundary marker. Now you decided you want it for fruit, it becomes chayiv and arlo b'ravai. When do you count from? Mayna loy mishas natiya. You don't have to say, well, when I decide I want to use the fruit, the keshma should start now. We start from Shasnatiya. Aval, im loy chishuv alav atzayf shana shlishis. If after 3 years as a boundary marker you want to use it for fruit, ein bay din revai, shein din revai b'loy arla. If there were no 3 years of arla, there's no 4th year of revai. Im notel lemaychel, the other way around, you planted it for food, akka chashol lalecha me'elu, chayiv. Now we understand, chav dalid, the chiddush and they tell the tzarich mitzvah, the tzarich lulav esrog chayiv.
Why?
The tzarich esrog is easy because you want the fruit, but the tzarich lulav, you don't want the fruit.
You don't want the fruit.
You want the wood.
You don't want the fruit to eat.
You want the fruit to eat. Okay.
Only if you're pregnant. You want
to find a fruit. Since the tzarich sukkis, I want to tell you one of the big kashas in the sechta sukkah. There's a mishnah that says if esrog shall arla. You shall truma tameya. If you have an esrig, that's arla esrig. A truma tameya, the Mishnah says psula. It's a ferisha Mishnah, nobody argues, and that's lamadalan amid beis. And it's not sugatech la halacha. If you look inside a page, it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Now, truma tameya we understand, because the Shulchan Aruch was written for chutzlarez, and there's no truma tameya. But arla, it's a mysterious thing. Why isn't dinei arla brought in Shulchan Aruch? You should say a tree that's planted for Arla is psula, the esrog is pasul. When I went to the Paradis Neretz Yisrael, There was one section that had like a yellow tape, you know, do not cross. He told me that's the arla trees. The arla trees, nobody touches them. The sregim grow there, and we wait 3 years. And the halacha is they don't use it, like it says here, Shulchan Aruch. So the question is why it's not brought down in halacha. So to me, it's fascinating. There are two reasons brought in the Paiskim and the Rishayim, and then in the Paiskim. Both of them have to do with what's missing in Reish Tzadik Nalan. There are two dinim that you would learn from the Mishnayis that are not in this siman. I might mention both of them in passing. One din I mentioned is that Arla is counted min ha-nisrafim. In the Mishnah it counts, certainly suri anah amin ha-nikvarim, no mitzvah to destroy it. Just keep it as say, out of people's hands. And what is min ha-nisrafim? Avaydezara is min ha-nisrafim. Mitzvah to burn avaydezara. Chametz min ha-nisrafim. Kal nisrafim afro mutter. It's a chumra nechula. It's a chumra, you have to burn it. And once you burn it, the yeshu is a mutter. Kal ha-nikvarim afron aser. It's a chumra that the offer is afer, it doesn't take away the yisr, but it's a cool, you don't have to burn. Arla is min ha-nisraf. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. We don't burn it, we just let it rot in the field. We don't burn it, but the Mishnah says min ha-nisrafim. So the Aruch HaShulchan, the beginning of the Simin, Reish Tzadik Dalet, I think it was Sefkat Gimel, mentioned that min ha-nisrafim, for whatever the source, doesn't mean you mamish have to burn it. I mentioned to you a Chil Sam Sefer, who says he saw by his rebbeim, they saw by their rebbeim that we don't burn it. So even if you say Meteretz is a daichik, Klal Yisrael Paskin, you don't have to burn it. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean you have to burn it. He made a big aside of Messiah out of it. There's a second din, which is also left out, and that is that the Gemara seems to say, Safik Arla b'chutzlaris is muta to the degree that if I know it's Arla, and my chavra doesn't know it's Arla, I'm allowed to sell it to him. And I won't tell him it's Arla. For him, it's Suffolk Arla, and it's Mutter. I'm allowed even to sell it to him.
The money.
No, it's not Taifis Mamayna. No, it's not Khalifa and Asur by Arla. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But so maybe you could give it to him. It says you can sell it to him. Okay, I don't know. But at any rate, now that's also not brought in Shulchan Aruch. But there, the Beis Yosef writes on that din that it's a davar tumua, and he has a mashmaya, it's a different sugi, that's different, he left it out. Now these two dinim were left out. The paiskim, it's interesting, these two dinim that were left out, they use to answer why esrik shal arla is not brought in Shulchan Aruch. One is the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is a simit tof resh mem tes, sivkat nechaf. The Gemara, he said, you have to know the Gemara. Gemara says, why is Arla Pasul for an Esrig? Mrs. Lavda Hanisnit, no. Why can't I use an Arla? A Shaifer Shali Suriyana, if you blow in it, you Yaitza. Mrs. Lavda Hanisnit, no. So why Esrig Shal Arla? Why is it awesome? So Gemara brings two man the Arla. Chad Omer Mishum Shein Le Heter Achila. One says, because in order to be in Esrig, it has to have heter achila. V'chanam abnei she'im by heter anoa. Says machlokes in the Gemara. Gemara ends up that kuli al mamaydi. You need a heter achila. The question is if you need a heter anoa. Also, I don't have a shayach. But anyway, the Gemara says kuli al mamaydi. That's totally in heter achila. But it's totally in heter achila. So the Magen Avram says it's called heter achila because even though you know it's arla, Chutzlaretz, you're allowed to let somebody else eat it. The Mishnah's in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to suffolk Arla is aser. If you see someone eating Arla, you have to be perishim from it. But in Chutzlaretz, the Shulchan Aruch is written for Chutzlaretz. Just like it left out Esrik Shal Truma Tameya, Esrik Shal Arla in Chutzlaretz Yesh Bayat Achila. Because since you can let someone else eat it, so therefore it's in Chutzlaretz and Esrik Shal Arla is Mutta. That means Esrik Arla that grew in Chutzlaretz. If it grew in Eretz Yisrael is different. But grew in Chutzlaretz and Esrik Shal Arla is mutter. That's what Magen Avraham says. Yeah, so the question is enough, but I'm not trying to answer the question. But if you have an Arla Esrik that grew in Chutzlaretz, the Magen Avraham says it's mutter. It's called Yesh Lei Heter Achim. That's the Magen Avraham Shita. And we find it in the Rishon, the Shulta Gibayrim. On that Mishnah says the same teretz. He says it's a teretz, it's not a kasha, but he says that a chutz laretz is called yesh beheter achila and a esrog is mutter. The Gra, also in Tafresh Memtes, and Sifhei, he says as follows. He says, what's pshat an esrog needs heter achila? What's the word? Why does esrog have to have heter achila? Now Rashi says, lochem. Lochem is a heter achila. Why is lochem a heter achila? As I state in Rashi, it's good enough for me. But the Gra brings the Ran and the Ramban. They say something else. They say, Tosis is Akasha. By Esrik Shal Arla, Tosis asks, Tepikle mitshum ketuse mechtashira. This is the other din I told you. That this Allah, you have to burn Arla. Okay, those are the two din. Tosis Namigon, you have to burn Eloin and Esrafim. Arla has to be burnt. This din of ketuse mechtashira, which means that if something that needs a shear, Koloim and Esrafa kasarif dami, if it's going to be burnt, it's like it's burnt. And it's missing the shear. It doesn't have the shear. So something that has to have a shear, lulav has to be four tefachim. If it's time with l'sreifa, lulav shal hasheira, so it's ketusim bech teshira. So Tosis asks, why does Gemara say yesh beheta? Eba yata achila? Just say ketusim bech teshira. The Ramban says, no, that's what it means. Eba yata achila means it's aimed l'sreifa. And ketuzim ech teshura, Rabban learns it into the Gemara that they you have to burn it. How it fits into yesh behet achila? All right, you have to figure it out. The Ramban and the Ran, quoted by the Gra, say since it's aimed l'sreifa, it's ketuzim ech teshura, and that's the biur in the Gemara. The Mela, according to our, he says a nafkamina. At first he says a chumra. If it's out lochem, it's only possible the first day of Yom Tov. Lochem is only the first day of Yom Tov. If it's like the Ramban, it doesn't have to sure. That's all the days of Yom Tov. It applies all the days of Yom Tov. But he says mele tekula lididan, that we, for whatever reason, at least the Chutz Laretz, are not noyik sreifa. Since we're not noyik sreifa, there's no ketusim to shiura. And for us, esrik shal arla is mutter. That's the Gra's beer. Both of Magen Avraham and Gra Amatir. And they're both matir based on these things that halachs are not mentioned in the Reis Tzadik Da'al, either the chi of Sreifa, which we're not knowing, or the chi of the Isser to feed to someone else, if you hold this in it, that there's a heter to feed someone else, make her adin, so then it's not aimed by heter achila. This is the, these are the two halachim to explain. So I have to share with you a very geshmaka stipler. The stipler has a makar rishayim, but it's a beautiful stipler on Ketuse Mechteshura in Sukkah, and it's so geshmak. The stipler talks about Ketuse Mechteshura, which is again halacha. Ketuse Mechteshura means the shear is ground up. It's as if you don't have the shear because you have to burn it. The stipler is conscious from a few places in Shas, and he says one yesod and beautifully answers all the kashas. He says there are two types of shearim. Sometimes there's a shear. Shear alach l'shem Sinai. There's a din. You have to have a shear. Why does a hadas have to be three tefachim? I don't know. Shulchan Aruch. Shear alach l'shem Sinai. The hadas has to be three tefachim. The rav has to be three tefachim. So the lulav has to be a tefach more. K'dei l'nanei abay. But the ikah shear is alach l'shem Sinai. When it's a din shear, so the din ketusim ech teshura says there's no shear. It looks like the shear. You put on like halachic glasses and look at it, there's no shear. I'm a list of conservative. He says, let's say, there's a beautiful example, the chalitza shoe. Right? Somebody has to wear a shoe for chalitza. The pasuk says, na'aloi, it should be his shoe. So Gemara says, he doesn't have to own the shoe. Na'aloi means, kemidas ragloi. Has to fit. So Stipler says, does he do chalitza with a shoe? It fits him. But it's Isuriana. Do we say ketusim after shiure? It's missing the shear of fitting his foot. So Stipler says, of course not. There's no din shear. It has to be mitzias fit his foot. Ketusim after shiure tells you it's all burnt. But it still fits his shoe. It fits his foot. If it fits his foot, be mitzias, you don't say ketusim after shiure on a shear, which is not a din shear. It's a mitzias of shear. It needs to have a certain mitzias. It has to fit his foot. So memela, it has a mitzias of a shear. So then it's good. With this, he answers, the Rambam says, a lechi, at the end of a mechiti, I need a lechi. So the lechi could be even a surah anah. The Ravid says, a lechi has to be 10 tefachim, tusim hechter shira. So Stipler says, no, a lechi doesn't have to be 10 tefachim. A lechi has to be a mechitza. It has to, a mechitza is 10 tefachim high. It's not a din that it has to have a shear of 10 tefachim. It has to be a mechitza. It is a mechitza. It blocks the avir of the wall. It has a mitzi, when it's a mitzias, it's different. Why does an esrig need a shear? Why does an esrig need a shear? It's for Gemar Peri. It has to be a completed fruit. It doesn't have to be fully completed. The Gemara says the shear of an esrig, which is kebeya, is the size of Nigma Peri. It has to be a completed peri. If the size of a grape, and Eliyahu Navi tells you it's Nigma Peri, it would also be kosher. Just the reason we mark that it should be kebeya is that's the size. It's not a din shear. It's a mitzias of shear. So Mele, the Steinplay answers Taisus Kashu Rashi, that there's no ketusim hechter shiura on a shear that's not a, it's not a din shear. It's not a shiura on Mishum Sinai. It's a mitzias. You need the mitzias of Nigma Peri. You need the mitzias of a shoe that fits his foot. You need the mitzias of something that blocks the entranceway. As long as you have the mitzias, then that's good enough. And therefore, that's the shear. What? Luliv is a din shear. So I don't know. By luliv shall asherah, it says taka. I assume it's brought in halacha. I don't know. Shall arla is different. There's no arla on luliv anyway because there's no arla only on fruit, not on wood. So if it's planted for luliv, what? So saying if a tamar is planted for the lulav of the esrig, it's no chayim. So I don't know esrig. I understand.
No, but why is the
lulav? You have a good kasha. It's planted for the lulav. It's not planted for the. But then it's not planted for the dates. So taka should be potter. No, it should taka be potter if it's. I don't know. I have to take it derech amuna. Look, Rukhain, can you ask me how he explains this din? If it's planted for the luliv, then the tamar should be potter from. It's planted for the wood. I don't understand. That's true. When you plant for a geder, the geder was also never asa. If you plant for a geder, the fruits are potter. So you plant for a luliv, the fruit should be the tamar. The date should be potter.
I got chopped on a tree.
I agree. I don't know why it should be. What? So what's that have to do with this?
No, but to get it to
you could cut the lulav off the tree. You cut the lulav off the tree.
No,
the tree
stays there.
What?
The tree stays there.
The tree stays. You're not cutting off the whole tree. You planted it for the lulav. Okay, so I don't know. It's just fascinating that we bump into lulav and esrig in the middle of Dinei Arla. Let's do one more sif. It's interesting. If something grows b'shel rabim, so it's potter. See, the next sif says that if somebody plants hanetea b'shus rabim, no, there it says chayiv. Hanetea b'shus rabim. Interesting. Hanetea. Okay. If something is oila may elav b'shus rabim, it's potter. Hanetea b'shus rabim is also chayiv. So what's the chiddush? Hanetea b'tosh shaloi letzayrach rabim. The gross samach aleph says kiraj b'yushami lo yadati tama. As you far as the mastis, the mantra of the rabbi komish meidri the poiter b'hanetea l'rabim v'umaflu b'kach. Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the din of Netel Rabim is. I guess we'll do one more week, Hilchas Arla, when we come back if the Yom Tif. In the meantime, I want to wish everyone a good Yom Tif. We have Ben Azmanim one Sunday, and the Sunday, Parshas Nayach, it's going to be. Mirtz Hashem will come back. A good Yom Tif to everybody. What? Oh, Mishmar, Chol HaMoed, there'll be Mishmar. It'll be combined this Thursday, Chol HaMoed. If you combine Simchas Beis Hashem, the music will be the learning, but the food will be there. We hope to have an expanded in the sukkah, a mishmar, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay?